more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Just as recently as summer of last year, all was well between Frontier Airlines and Milwaukee. The airline had been touted as the new major player in the Milwaukee market since it was bought by its parent company, Republic Airways Holdings, in 2009. Frontier's hub at General Mitchell Airport was bustling with more than 80 departures a day, and it seemed that most of the hard feelings had dissipated after Republic folded hometown favorite Midwest Airlines into Frontier's operations and brand. But then late last fall, Republic executives surprised the airline industry by announcing major cuts and a virtual pullout from the Milwaukee market. Today, there are only 7 flights out a day, and hundreds of area jobs have been lost. Even the naming rights to the Frontier Airlines Center will soon reportedly change to another sponsor. Yet, despite outrage from former employees and customers, Republic has been virtually silent. Now the silence has been broken. The Business Journal of Milwaukee scored an exclusive interview with Republic CEO Brian Bedford. Editor Mark Cass joins Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce to discuss what was said. A lot more, Cass says, than previously made statements.
Really offer no explanation at all other than here it is, it's happening, and it's going to happen like in 60 days. So really they provided no explanation other than things had changed. And that's why our paperwork keep asking and asking about it, but really never got an answer to it.
Now, the airline industry is a pretty competitive market. Had this kind of an about face been seen before, though?
Well, it probably has across the country, but not here in Milwaukee. Because if you think back over the past couple of years, our market, we've been very lucky. We've had 3 or 4 significant airlines here who have been competing against each other, and the result has been very low fares. We've actually had a number of the lowest fares in the country here in Milwaukee, which is kind of hard to believe. And I think as it happened, I think it was important and surprising actually for a couple of reasons. One is how quickly it happened, but also if you think of the history of that airline. Obviously, before it was Frontier, it was Midwest Airlines, which for years was our hometown airline, which was actually started in the state, had grown here. And there's a lot of loyalty there and a lot of people who really liked it. So the whole thing happening in spring really, I think, happening as quick as it did, kind of hit everybody off guard.
So the paper had an opportunity to talk with CEO Brian Bedford.
Correct.
What did he say was the reason behind the company's decision to pull out of the market here?
I mean, interesting in that, not surprisingly, it came down to money in terms of each. He said what they had done earlier this year, actually late in 11, is actually start running a software that actually looked at the profitability of each of their routes, from the number of passengers to the maintenance costs, the food costs, everything on each route. And what they found in our area was that it was much higher cost because they weren't able to have high enough fares to offset their cost, because what they were trying to do is actually trying to compete against AirTran, against all the other airlines here in Milwaukee. So they weren't making enough money. So what they ended up doing was actually moving a number of the flights to Denver, a hub of theirs, but where they also had a lot more flights. So in essence, in terms of spreading out the costs, it was easier done there. And they're obviously able to get higher fares there because it's a huge hub.
Right. Bedford actually took issue with one of the questions
right.
that asked about that decision to, quote, choose
right.
Denver over Milwaukee.
Yeah, I was curious at his response there, because, I mean, he may not believe it was a competition, but in essence, it was. They took almost all the flights out of Milwaukee and they put them to Denver. Well, if that's not a competition in terms of the cities, I'm not sure what it is. He doesn't want to play it that way because he still has flights here. But I think what it came down to for them was they had a huge hub out there. They were able to increase the number of flights at a higher cost. When I say cost, I mean a higher fare cost, and actually spread out than their internal costs in terms of their maintenance, their flight crews, their food over more planes. It's just easier. I mean, it's almost like a store in terms or a restaurant here in town. If they have 6 locations and they're able to advertise for all those locations through one ad, it's a much better cost.
Is it too simplistic of an explanation, though, to base it on the fact that they didn't have this analysis software, this APAS system?
Well, I think one of the things he actually points out in the article, which I thought was really interesting, was how come they didn't do a better job of actually forecasting in terms of predicting. I mean, they're not new to this business. They've been in the airline business forever. And he basically made the statement that that's an area where they really, really made a mistake. And I think what they did is they underestimated the intensity of the competition. You had AirTran, you had Southwest new to the market, you had Delta, you have U.S. Airways. You have a lot of airlines in this city who were competing very heavily there. And AirTran, if you remember back a number of years ago, actually tried to buy this airline, was unsuccessful, and has always really competed hard against them as a result of that. So I think what they did is they underestimated the city.
Bedford actually commented that the level of discount competition in the city was, quote, just so extreme.
Right.
What did you make of him characterizing Milwaukee as a one carrier market?
Well, I guess I was surprised because for years airlines had said it's not. It's actually been a three or four airlines are able to survive here. We've had nonstop flights, you know, pretty much throughout the country. We, you know, and that's so important in terms of a city, in terms of drawing in either businesses or in terms of conventions. I guess I'm not sure if I agree with that, but obviously, you know, in terms of what he was trying to be a low cost airline. And if you're a low cost airline trying to compete against the other airlines, he couldn't do it. So, you know, he made the comment, it's a one airline city and it's not us. I think it's true. I also think that they wanted to consolidate and they ended up out in Denver as compared to here.
I mean, was it just a matter of, obviously, Midwest had started to struggle under the competition.
Correct.
Then Frontier struggled under the competition. Was it just a matter of inheriting Midwest's baggage here?
In essence, I think that's not the only reason, but it was a big part of it. Think about what was happening before it was acquired by Frontier or by Republic. AirTran was trying to buy it, but AirTran was really trying to buy it on the cheap because Midwest had a lot of issues in terms of their costs. You think back to for those of us who flew them in the 90s where they had the food and the drinks and the wine free with everything, and it was great. You know, after 9/11, all that changed. And I think also the thing that's hurt all airlines over the past couple of years has been fuel costs and the ability. I mean, it's gone up and down. I mean, a number of them have hedged, and that means that they bought fuel ahead of time at set costs. But the fuel costs have gone up and down, up and down. We've seen it here in the city over the past few days in terms of our gas prices. I mean, fuel is so hard to predict, but it has a dramatic impact on the airlines. And I think, you know, trying to be a low-fare airline in today's environment with three or four strong competitors in our city just didn't work in their eyes.
So you think then we should really take Bedford at his word that this was kind of a forecasting error and rather than some sort of business strategy to take
out
a couple of competitors?
You know, I guess in a sense, the thing I got out of this interview is how come he waited until now to talk to us? I mean, as a paper, we've been asking to speak to him for 4 months, you know, almost every week asking to talk to him. He has refused up until his annual meeting earlier this week out in New York City. He should have been out there early saying this if it's true. I understand the reasoning here. I'm not sure if I agree with it, though. And just in terms of the city, I think our city is able to actually hold up a couple airlines and has enough people flying, especially if our city is going to be the third airport of Chicago, because there are a lot of people who come up here from Northern Illinois and actually use our airport. You know, I think what they were doing is they're having a lot of issues throughout the country, not only in Milwaukee. And they, you know, in 11 and early 12, they were having some significant financial issues in such that he's trying to spin off the airline onto its own company. So, you know, I think it makes sense in terms of what he's saying. I'm not sure if I 100% believe it was the only reason.
So where exactly is Republic now in terms of its financial situation? And do we anticipate seeing Frontier remain here, those few flights that remain?
Right. I mean, it has stabilized and they've actually started to make a profit, which is pretty substantial in the airline industry. That was a question asked of him this week. And he said, yes, he said they're at their lowest point right now. And the flights remaining, which are basically Denver to Orlando and one that goes up to Rhinelander, which I'm not sure why other than it's a federal contract, are very good routes for them, are very profitable routes. So he doesn't see those actually leaving at all. And he does say there were a number of routes kind of on the edge in terms of whether or not they were profitable, which could, and the word is could, come back here at a point in the future. You know, he does say in the story he would like to have them increase their number of flights here again at some point. He's not making any promises, though.
And what about the hub at General Mitchell?
That's no longer there. I mean, they've cut all their employees. They're down to as our story says, they're down to just a few flights a day. You know, I know many, many employees of theirs who either had to retire or were let go. So, I mean, he makes a point in the story that as a company, as CEO, he had to make a decision in terms of the future of the company. And he feels he saved thousands of jobs throughout the country with his airline at the cost of over 500 jobs here in our city.
What did he make of the consumer reaction to everything that's gone on with Frontier?
Not surprisingly, it's been extremely negative. You know, a lot of people, this happens so quick, 60 days noticed. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people fly 3-4 months out in terms of buying their tickets. And I've heard from, I've heard from readers, we've gotten email after email from readers who've tried to switch their flights or who tried to, you know, figure out a way and who just really had a hard time. So it's been a very negative response. His response was that they reached an agreement with Delta allowing the frequent flyer miles from Frontier to actually be transferred there so that so they can be used. I also found it very interesting, and I guess I had forgotten, that he took this very personally in that he has a son who goes to Marquette University. One of the flights that was cut actually was a Milwaukee to Indianapolis flight. So he feels it's actually impacted himself. And, you know, he also took very exception with anything that was said that this was somehow a reflection of our city, somehow a reflection of, you know, our city's growth, and that he feels very strongly. He likes the city. He has friends here. You know, it's interesting. After he came here, he was actually quoted in our paper at an analyst conference out in New York where he took quite a shot at our city. He basically said that you don't come here on purpose. You only come here by accident, which I think a lot of people in town were very offended by. He now says he regrets that statement. He believes it's a fun city. It's a great city. But when it came down to just to business, it was not the right place for them as an airline.
What do you anticipate the reaction to this interview is going to be among your readers, among right. former Frontier flyers?
I think it's hopefully a little bit like mine. It's like, geez, how come you didn't say this right away? I think some people won't understand. I'm not sure if everyone's going to agree with it. I still think there's going to be a lot of anger here because there's still a lot of loyalty. I mean, I talked to individuals who either worked for that airline for years or who flew that airline for years. And it was funny. When AirTran tried to buy them in 06, 07, you know, there was no way it was going to happen because of the loyalty of individuals in this area really on that airline. Everyone loved that airline. And there's still that's there because it was ours. It was, I mean, as I said earlier, it was started in Appleton. It grew up in the state. Everybody loved it. So I think there's still, I mean, there's a lot of resentment to this move, and there's a lot of anger because people now have to fly, either have to pay a lot more to fly or have to fly through another city. So, I mean, if you're going to, let's say you're going out to New York City, you now have to fly through Philadelphia. Or if you're flying to L.A., you now have to fly through Las Vegas or Denver. It's just, it's harder to get somewhere. I also think it will hurt us, when I say us, I mean the area, in our attempts to be the third airport of Chicago. I mean, if you can fly direct from O'Hare almost anywhere, you can fly direct from Midway a lot of places, but you can't here, I think people down in northern Illinois are going to make that drive to O'Hare or to Midway actually before they drive here. And if you look at the numbers in the airport, it's true. I mean, after years and years of continued growth every month, the last about 9 months, it's gone down, the traffic of the airport. So that's not good news.
Well, Mark Cass, thanks so much for stopping in.
Always good to be here. Thanks.
Mark Cass is the editor of the Business Journal of Milwaukee. He spoke with Stephanie Lecce about the paper's exclusive interview with Republic Airways Holdings CEO Brian Bedford. It's in last week's print edition. You can get a preview in Mark's blog post from a link at wuwm.com/lake effect. One last break, and then our material culture contributor has the story of an artist and the importance of a single tool in what she does. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.